The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide any specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Collaborative Wealth, a registered investment advisor. Collaborative Wealth and Falcon Financial Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show that helps you manage and grow your wealth. Join us in our great life adventure. Here's your host, Jeff Davis from Falcon Financial Management, celebrating over 25 years in North Central Florida.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here on a beautiful Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm hoping that everybody's just still eating some of that turkey, and I love it. I'd love a big turkey sandwich with some mashed potatoes and some dressing and some cranberry
and a Gator win
and some yeah. Well, that's later on today. First things first. You got to have some leftovers for breakfast,
dude. It's been 5 years, six really, because they've won the last five.
Mm-hmm.
Got to win it.
Well, let us hope. So, John, how are you doing? This is Jeff Davis. I am the host of Dollars and Cents, and this is my son, John. And we are here on Thanksgiving weekend to entertain you, tell you about the stock market, how to save money, how to reach financial independence so you can pursue your own great life adventures. If you have any questions, we're going to urge you to give us a call in our offices here in Gainesville at 352-375-7977. And we want to talk a little bit about, as we finish up 2018, what to expect in 2019, things that you can do to tie up loose ends between now and the end of the year, maximize any of these tax-sheltered retirement programs that you have, things of that nature. John, as you've been getting ready to get started today, what's been going on with this crazy stock market?
Yeah, good question. Earlier in the week, you and I had talked about the option sellers guy.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know whether anybody's heard this story, but wow. Yeah. What a story. Go ahead and tell the story, John.
So, hedge fund manager selling shorts and
people don't even know what you're talking about yet.
Okay, so selling options, like, you know, leveraged accounts on futures.
So you're betting.
He's betting that the price of something
will go up or go down.
Right. He was betting it was going to go that natural gas was going to go down.
Right. And when you do that, you can do it in a way that's called covered, or you can do it in a way that's called naked. Covered means that you actually
own it.
Buy it.
Yeah.
The other way is you're borrowing from someone else, and you're paying them to borrow their shares to do this deal.
Yeah.
And so if you do it on a naked option, there's actually no bottom.
Right. You can just
you could lose more than what you've put in.
Yeah.
With a covered option. Covered calls, covered options, puts and calls, these are options that allow you to already own it so you have a bottom. You're never going to lose more than just what the stock is worth.
Right.
So this guy was, and he had was, this was many millions of dollars, 290 clients, hundreds of millions of dollars that were in this hedge fund, and they were calling it a conservative strategy because it was they're investing in natural gas. And what they were buying naked calls, which I'm sure that the people who had this didn't realize it. You walked into the office, you were watching a video that this guy put on YouTube the other day.
Yeah.
And it was, I've lost all your money. I'm really sorry.
Oh yeah, he went through in the video. He's trying to name people specifically that were clients, being like, "Hey, we're family. I just want to reinforce the fact that I love you guys. sorry, everything you're worth is gone.
I can't even imagine that that happening. But that's not only the bad part. The real bad part was, go back to the naked options.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
These people were going to be getting bills mm-hmm. that they owed more than what they invested. Their losses were going to be more than what they invested. I can't even imagine doing anything that risky.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, there's already the group is looking at lawsuits.
Oh, sure. But, they'll do what they can. But, somebody, you've got to be careful. I mean, yeah. when something sounds like it's too good to be true, most of the time that it is. When people tell you they're going to give you returns that seem outside of what everybody else is getting, yeah, I understand why you get excited. But after 35 years of doing this, I've seen nothing but heartache from those kind of deals. People who are promising something, get rich quick schemes, never are get rich quick schemes. We had a client come to see us just a couple weeks ago, and he had bought precious metals from one of these organizations that's on TV saying, hey, silver is going up 1,000,000%, and if you'll just buy this today, you're going to be incredibly wealthy. Yeah. And what they really don't talk about is what the fees on this thing were going to be. Mm-hmm. They were charging him to hold the gold, hold the silver, gold and silver, $175 a year. They were charging him a custodial fee of another $75.
It's losing value.
And basically when he brought it to us, he had half of what he started with.
Yeah.
Maybe with the markets down, the gold and silver will come up some right now. That's probably it's probably worth waiting
maybe
another few
enough
weeks
to cover his expenses.
Let's hope it goes up some.
Yeah.
But it's another one of those situations where you see it on TV, and there's a great nationally known actor telling you that this is the best thing since sliced bread, and you need to be involved in it. And if you don't know what you're doing, don't. Yeah. That's the number one thing I would tell. Got to understand we had a client just the other day, and this is somebody that really, they do real estate really well, but they'd like to buy real estate inside an IRA, which you can do, but you better understand what you're doing. I'm not going to do it for you. There's specialists that do that kind of work, because you got to understand what you're doing when you do that. You've got to have a special type of an IRA. You've got to value the property, have it appraised once a year. What does it cost to get it appraised once a year so that you can put the value down for your IRA? What is it going to cost to be able to do the custodian of this IRA? I don't know what those costs are, but I know they're not cheap.
Yeah.
And, you've got to have a return that's in excess of what those expenses are going to be. Again, somebody's, and a lot of times people are being told that this is the magic bullet. Mm-hmm. I would urge people to think about, are you a trader or are you an investor? And if you're investing for your retirement, you have to understand that you're investing for your retirement. It's not what happens today is not important. If you have been in the market 10 years, if you've been in the stock market for the last 20 years, you've seen two of the most extraordinary bear market events in all of our history of money. Yeah.
Deeper, not as long.
Right.
The Great Depression.
That's probably, yeah.
The length of that is really... Mm-hmm. Hard to it's really actually hard. I've looked at it a lot and compared the different troughs. That's one of those only rare moments where it's like, you tell people, hey, you invest now, it drops, but it'll come back. You were looking at people who we're talking about a 10-year period where they were
right
stuck.
Yeah, but the 10 years, 29 to 39, did end up positive. Or 29 to 38 did end up positive. Barely, but it was, it did, and it went up and it went down. It was a difficult time.
During that time, it would have, if you had invested in 29 and it crashed, by 38, you might be, by 38.
I look at these rolling, I like to look at the rolling 10 years.
Right. But So any time in between there,
but
they're
pulling
less money out
right.
than you put in.
And 08 to 18 was better.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But 08 to 2010
was. That's a 2-year period.
Yeah. That
and
was
murder.
That was a tough, tough, tough time.
Yeah. Blood in the streets.
And so when we're looking at these markets today, what are we talking about? When you see the markets down, you know, it went down 500 points. It went down 500 points. Well, if it's, that's 2%.
Yeah.
One of the things that you have to always keep in mind about what's going on a trading perspective, okay? Mm-hmm. Investing, we're investing through periods where the market's going to go down, the market's going to go up, the markets are going to go down, the market's going to go up. And if you've been investing, like I said, over the last 20 years, you've seen two of the most significant bear markets in all of our economic history. You're going to see more of them. There's more bear markets. There's more recessions ahead of us. You can't escape them. The only way you escape them is not be here anymore.
Yeah.
And that's not an option I want to do today. So, you know, you have to understand this is just a natural part of the cycle. It's like yep. winter. You know, guess what? Winter comes around. And sometimes winter isn't very harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes winter is really, really bad. But spring follows winter all the time. And recoveries follow contractions in the economy.
Yep.
Recessions and bear markets are always followed by recoveries in the stock market and in business. Yep. Have been. I started this business. Do you remember what I told you what the Dow was when I started this business in 1979, 1980?
1,000.
1,000, yes. It was 1,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, the markets have gone up from where I started to 25,000. And if you had told me then that the Dow was going to break $25,000, the number would be 25,000 in my career, I would have thought, you are really out of your mind. That's not going to happen.
You also were part of a fundamental change in the style of the way the common American invests.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know, for most people, they didn't invest. It was, I work, and eventually I'll get a retirement out
of
what I do.
A pension. They can't outlive their pension. They move down to Florida and, you know, hang out.
Yeah. That's, you know, that doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm, so a lot of people, you know, the idea was privatizing these retirements, essentially.
Mm-hmm,
and
401Ks, 403Bs.
Yes. And, you know, that has a lot to do with, you know, why the markets have exploded the way they did over that time.
Well, and it's why I have a job. And why you have a job.
For sure.
And these jobs, you know, we were life insurance salesmen in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was basically most of the people that call themselves financial advisors today would have been in the insurance business. And
estate planning.
Doing estate planning, helping people with their wills. Mm-hmm. But you didn't need, you know, you didn't need to accumulate as much money.
No.
Now the emphasis is on making sure you accumulate the money so that you can retire.
Right.
In the 50s and 60s, you were the average person was never going to accumulate that kind of money.
Right.
That was wealth. Today, if you're not retiring with close to $1 million, you're going to have your income's going to be low.
Mm-hmm.
$40,000 comes out of $1 million of investments.
Yeah.
That's about what you can expect in terms of income. And if you add another $28,000 from Social Security, that's a $60,000 income. Two people working, maybe you're at $75,000 of retirement income. Now, it might be just what perfect for you, but you needed $1 million to be able to do that.
I mean, that's still for the average American, that's above the average American household income.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
which is kind of crazy.
So let's cut all those numbers in half. Half of that minus Social Security and half of that investment, $500,000. You know, now with Social Security, you're talking about somebody having a $35,000 or $40,000 retirement.
Mm-hmm.
They needed $500,000 to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time in people's lives when the burden of being able to accumulate money on a long-term basis is on them. And that's why I want people to remember they're investors. This is a great, great time to be putting money in, not stopping. Don't stop putting money into your retirement plans just because the market's going down. If anything, you want to put more money in.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is on sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your favorite if your favorite soda pop was on sale for 20% off, you would you'd buy as much of it as you could.
You know, I found interesting the housing right now. Confidence is at the lowest point it's been at since, I want to say, 2014, which isn't that long ago. But yet all the fundamental numbers behind that actually are fine for the first time in, I don't know, 6 months, moving forward again. They're growing again.
Okay. So how's everything going to today, John?
Started that's with an audible.
That's a great show.
That was a good start.
I apologize. I'm supposed to be sliding in here and you're not even going to know because Lisa does such a great job, but I'm going to fess up. I had a dead battery this morning. John had to come pick me up. I'm so sorry, everybody, that we're halfway through the show, but that was a pretty dark on show. I almost didn't want to interrupt it.
Yeah, well.
But there's such good data for today.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I thought that was, we were on a roll there.
Yeah.
I almost didn't want to interrupt it. But I wanted to tell everybody that we are now live again, live radio, 877-975-9825, 877-975-9825. Also, if Dr. Lang is listening, thank you, Michael. I got a big box yesterday of goodies from Dr. Lang, some of this, and instructions that I'm supposed to call to tell me what to do with it all. So he's trying to keep me healthy. It's a good thing. Yeah. I've had bronchitis for the last couple of days. This is the first day I've been out of bed in 2 days, so. But I'm feeling
still
all
coughing.
Oh, you better cover that mouth. You got, yeah.
Notice I didn't aim at you like that. Yeah. Yeah. I get in the car first thing, you know, to pick him up. He opens the door, gets in, looks at me, and just coughing right at my face.
Poor guy. He's got a cough. It's going around.
Well, he doesn't have to shoot it at me.
He's supposed to be taking care of me. I'm the old man. This is just, you got to practice, John, because in like 20 or 30 years, you're going to be doing a lot of this.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
But
you don't need to weaponize your cough. And, like, shoot it at me.
Ha, 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 ha. Just call me Iran.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so, yeah, I mean, what I was going to say is I've been thinking about this all night. I mean, I sent you that article. This is, I thought, was a fascinating little tidbit that goes by without being noticed.
Yeah.
Tax refunds as of this week are now up, what, 19%?
Yeah.
So the first week or so, the tax refunds were less, and it became a real... No, every commentator and every politician was talking about, see, that's a failure. I don't hear any of them saying anything this week about the fact that the refunds have actually gone up. It's silence. But but refunds have gone up.
They don't want to undermine their narrative.
I understand. It's just it's crazy at this point how things are portrayed from the perspective of the narrative, like you said, is so one-sided, and it's become so that I was reading that there were 26 Democrats that voted with the Republicans in this dust up about guns and things, and they wanted to add something about if you weren't a United States citizen, that there was a special form that you would have to, and the Democrats didn't want that in general, but the Republicans and 25 or 30 Democrats said, oh yeah, that makes sense. Let's, you know, if you're not a U.S. citizen, let's fill out a separate form. And so afterwards, I guess they had a big Democratic Party meeting, and they got, those 26 people got blasted. The lady from New York said that they were going to start a list. If you vote for Republicans like that, we're going to primary you. And then
blacklisting.
And then Mrs. Pelosi said, we're either a team or we're not. We either all vote together or we go our own ways. We're a team and we all vote the same way. How do they expect any progress if that's the game, if that's the rules that you set out? If you don't vote 100% the way I tell you. The
party of tolerance, right?
Oh, boy. I guess. I mean, it doesn't seem. I know what she doesn't want a freedom party like the Republicans had. And, you know, they were a pain in the butt to be able to get things done because you had to negotiate with that. I mean, she doesn't want that in her party. And she's trying to make sure that if right off the bat, no, you vote the way we tell you to vote. And I just think that's one of our problems that I guess people have to understand. If you're a conservative, you are voting for, you did elect Nancy Pelosi if you voted for as a Democrat. That's all there is to it. she's going to make the decisions for how the Democrats are going to vote. And she expects everybody to vote like that. So if that wasn't what you thought you were voting for, you need to think about it the next time you go to vote. Although she said she won't be running in the next election. Well, I bet she does. She's not going anywhere now that she's got the awesome power of the gavel, as she would say.
The opinions voiced in this show.
Whoa. Wow. Hey, is the show over already? Okay, thanks, everybody.
That's the start?
No. Oh.
No.
That was the ending. Oh, it's that day. John's in here with his dark glasses on. He's hiding behind here.
Yeah,
I would. If I had those eyes, so I would I'd keep those glasses on too. Yeah.
Well,
my car wouldn't start. It's just been a crazy day. You know, this is probably the radio show that compliance is going to ask to hear. So there is nothing guaranteed in the whole world. Just so you know,
how do you go.
Compliance will love that.
Compliance, just so you know. Yeah. What did you? I kind of want to steer away from the political.
Sure.
You know,
we broke down in the 10th week. This would have been the 10th week of consecutive gains in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
They missed it. If the Dow had been up 5 points, only 5 more points, so then in like 62, if it had been over 70, we would have had our 10th week in a row. And you got to go back 35, 40 years. Mm-hmm. There's an awful lot of history that suggests if we start off January and February the way we're starting it off, that you tend to have a really good year.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, when you have a January like we had in 2018, which was it crushed us. 2018, January came, we came into January and had a terrible January, and we ended up with negative returns for the year. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and negative by the end of the year. If you look at March and April tend to be better months in the markets in general. You see a lot of the real bad dips in Octobers and Novembers, slowdowns in the summer, but this is the time when things seem to be picking up. So what you see right now is earnings, which are very good, and the markets, which appear to be steadily gaining. Mm-hmm. Are they going to go straight up? Heck no. You guys got to understand that the market is 2 steps forward, 1 step back, sometimes 2 steps forward, 3 steps back, and then 5 steps forward. It's moving forward. It's going back. I started this industry in 1979, 1980, and the Dow was 1,000. Today, it's 26,000. If you give investments a time, they have grown constantly. They've never gone down and stayed down. And anybody that tells you the markets are going to crash, you're going to lose all your money, and you're going to be out of money for good, are lying to you, because that's not the way it works. Uh-oh, John's questioning it.
They might believe it. They're the people sitting there holding the sign that the time is nigh.
One of the things that my career has told me is that over and over again, over 35 years or so, almost 40, that when you see the markets, when there are people that are always going to write about the markets going down and things that are going to go bad,
mm-hmm.
and they always sell their books and they always end up on TV, and they're always wrong.
I was, well, I was reading an article earlier this week about somebody had written about all the reasons why the markets are going to go down this year. And towards the middle of the article, and it kind of explains, well, this person's a fund manager who is heavily invested in bear market mechanics, short and everything. Oh, well, no wonder they really, really believe the markets are going to go down. Uh-huh, they have to.
Uh-huh. Well, I always used to, you could watch the guys that manage stocks. John Bogle was always talking about the S&P 500. Put all your money in the S&P 500, never look at it again. That was his philosophy. And then you had Bill Gross, who was the bond king, and he was always talking about that everything was going to go bad and you had to have all your money in bonds. So you had somebody that was promoting the stock market, always going to say the stock market's good, and somebody promoting bonds, the safety valve, saying the markets were going to be bad. People have vested interests. And I think it's important that you remind yourself, are you an investor or are you a trader? And if you're a trader, then the commercials about 495 trades means something to you. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, if you're a long-term investor, that 495 trade really doesn't even apply to you. Mm-hmm. And we don't work with traders. If you're an investor, give us a call.
Our clients aren't meant to be traders.
No.
That's not the clientele we're looking for.
No. If you don't know how to do this and don't want to do it, call me. If you want to do this and you really know how to do it, you can call me and we could chat, but you don't need me. But there's an awful lot of us that have no interest.
Work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, you're young.
Yeah.
I probably did when I was your age, too. Mm-hmm. And then I learned. 1 minute, John, we've got a commercial.
He was one of your clients.
One of my clients. Oh, yeah. You're talking about the G.
Yeah. Yeah.
The G. Well, the G is always, he's an outlier. Just remember that. He's the outlier. You're on.
Well, remember, you can always get a hold of us at 352-375-7977 at the office. You can email us at... General@collaborativewealth, is that it?
General@collaborativewealth. We're going to work on that. So just say FFM at FFM.
FFM online. At FFM
it still comes to us.
Yep, that still comes to us. You can check us out on Facebook at Falcon Financial Management. Give us a call.
Yes, please. Come see us, especially if you got those 401ks and 403bs that need to be rolled over. That's what we specialize in. Have a great weekend. Stay healthy. I know there's a lot of us out there with this bronchitis caused by the pollen. And if you're one of them, hang in there.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Join us in our great life adventure next week at this time for Dollars and Cents with Jeff Davis from Falcon Financial Management. Thanks to all who've made our over 25 years in service so special.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide any specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Collaborative Wealth.